Okay, we're about to embark on the last packet of the Mechitza series. Then we'll go back to regular Sukkah. I made a, right now at least 200, it will be more, but two packets on the halachas of, and it's Nogeya, Bez Hashem, you'd be in Eretz Yisrael, going from, you know, outside Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim, about keeping Purim, two-day Purim, one-day Purim, all the different halachas that come about by people who are moving from Yerushalayim, outside of Yerushalayim, into Yerushalayim, you know, even though it's not Nogea here in America, but it's a fascinating time, and it's a complex sugya. So if you never sit down and work it out, you'll never get it. You know, and most people, you know, people in Eretz Yisrael, it's all Nogea to them, but it's an important sugya, but it's a complex sugya to understand the ideas behind it. Okay, so let's begin with, like Jesse pointed out, there's a throwback to what we were learning a couple of years ago, Hilchas Kiddushin and Nisuin, but we never spoke about this particular halacha. So now we'll speak about it. Because, so, the Shulchan Aruch says, he talks about, you know, the kosos of Birkas HaMazon. Yeshomim Sheilom Zay Kosos Kos Birkas HaMazon. Right, we have a separate, that's our minute. We have two kosos for benching. One is the Birkas HaMazon kos, and one is the Sheva Brachas kos. And we don't use the same kosos. Maybe kosachiv omer lav zayin brachos v'chosav okeach kosel brachas amozon omer berpia gochim. Yesh omim shen tzorech ela al kosel brachas amozon brachos v'chosav. And then there's another minute that you can have one kos for both. V'divis eilu nogin kismar rishona, that has to do with the concept of einosim mitzvahs chavilos, whether it's. So our minhag, you know, is we have two different kosos. Okay.
Is that also like a practical thing?
Like,
you have
it so long after? Mm-hmm.
I mean, like the first
case. No, we're talking about benching.
Right.
So, right, you fill up two kosos, and then you have the third empty one, and you go around with the fellow who's Bavarech, takes the Birkas HaMazon kos, and the. And then after you finish Birkas HaMazon, you go around with the other kos, and people make the Sheva Brachas, etc. The other way is to just have one kos, and make Birkas HaMazon that one kos, and then to go around with that one kos. That was the other minute. And he says, the Nogim Kisvar Rishonim. Hey, Pasha, the minute of the Sheva Nogim Kisvar Rishonim. So says the Beis Shmuel. Nogim in Sifkat Yudal. Nogim Kisvar Rishona. Haynu Dvar Haser Birkas HaMazon Al Kosecha. Right. So we make Dvar Haser V'Gam Karon. You know, the Zimun and the whole Birkas HaMazon on one kos, and then six brachos on the Sheva brachos. Meaning Sheva brachos is six brachos plus the Birkas the Bar Piagof and the Birkas HaMazon on another kos. When do you pour the second kos? When I'm Masada Kedushin, I pour it, you know, right away. Why not? You know, why not have it all ready to go?
The bracha fall on all the wine in the room, so it's
the
actual
bracha. Yes. Yeah, but that's not the one that you're using. It's for the Birkas Nisuin. It's all kosher bracha, but what's the?
It's all nichal and birkas hamazon.
But since you're not focusing on it, in other words, birkas chavilos Rashi says nira kemosoi. So it's not nira kemosoi if you take a separate kos. Birkas hamazon al kos birkas hamazon. Ve'yom min da'aser al kusuvarchem zayin brachas. Which ain't min zayin brachas ala.
Elulot. Omrim no del shimcha. Veitzarech lo. Machin kol sheni el beish omer habrachas. Kosev abach. She anoshim v'noshim b'cheder echad. Ein omrim sheva brachas. Sheva brachas or simcha b'mono. Simcha b'mono, not sheva brachas. Simcha b'mono. There ain't simcha k'she yetzahara sholim. As we say, the Baruch Elokeinu Shasimcha b'mono, shechal mishalom. So he said, when you have men and women in one room, there is no simcha. Wow. There ain't simcha k'she yetzahara sholit. There is no simcha when the yetzahara is sholit. So this is a very... So where does he get it from? He says he gets it from the Bach. So let's look up the Bach, right? If he gets it from the Bach, let's see what the Bach said. So the Bach... Look on page 21. Says the Bach... Bekrakow, Nogim Shabasuda Shaozim below Shani, Bivakim Asher Bara. Below Shasimcha Bemono. Who tame of Shimtam and Hogam, Vishasudas of Katanam, so he says, in Krakow, there was the next night, after the wedding night. They make the Varkam Hashem Bara. V'lo Shasimcha B'mono. They don't say Shasimcha B'mono in the second night after the wedding when they have a Shavuot Brachos. Who tame him? What tells you Shem Tamlim in Hagam Zeh? I don't understand. Why is that? There's no minion. Because if they're a minion, you say there's. Right. You say it all of them. Elafisha Sudazos Katanahi. He says the reason is because the wedding, you have a lot of people around. And there's a lot of people, the people sat in different locations. But the second night, not too many people around. So you had some people, five men, six women, so they put them all together. Because of the Hagim, the aim of Archim Shasimcha Bemono, Hega the Iker Hashasha the Hira Aveira. Ufiza Vada Hega the Insha Mela Anoshim Bemisiba. Sarko Varsha Simcha Bemono. So he says, but the reason for the minig is because when you had mixed genders in the same room, then you don't say Shasimcha B'mono. Only when it's only men in the room. So that's the Bach. So the Shem Yishmuel quotes this Bach. What? The Veishmuel. Yeah, I'll tell you a story. Rav Shechter likes to tell over a story once. The Rav Aaron Kotler came to Eretz Yisrael to one of the famous yeshivas. I won't say which yeshiva. The famous chashuv yeshiva. And he was there to give a shir. And he gave out Mar Makomos. And one of the Mar Makomos was the Beis Shmuel. So the guys were looking on the shelf for the Sefer Beis Shmuel. Because they never learned Shulchan Aruch, so they didn't realize that Beis Shmuel is just printed in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not a separate book. So you'll know if somebody calls you the Beis Shmuel, that the Beis Shmuel is the running commentary, one of the running commentaries in the Shulchan Aruch Eben HaEzer. So What? The main one, yeah. The Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechotik. Yeah, before, in the second line in the Beis Shmuel, it's She'ein Omrim Sheva Brachas Ela Asher Bara Omrim Noda L'Shimcha. You only say you don't say the Dvai Haser. No, the Shimcha Masoch Amunah, we say when? At a bris. So apparently they would say it at a wedding if there was no minyan. If there's a minyan, then they would say the Dvai Haser, and they would say the whole Birkas, and the Birkas HaMazon, but not if men and women are at the same. And that's how the Bach explains the minhag, why that the second night of the Sheva Brachas they wouldn't say Asher Simcha Mamono, because the second night usually was mixed. What? Well, maybe just no delushimcha, not vayasim. He says when there's a regular minion, you say. When you're in a minion, you make Sheva Brachas, so then you say Dvar Haser. But there's no minion, so you only say Asher, according to his opinion, Asher Bara, and you then go to the Shimcha. And Simcha Mamono. Well, Simcha Mamono is only when you say Dvar Haser. Right? There's no Simcha Mamono, no Del Shimcha Besoka Munai. Right? But he's saying, but you should not say it when there's. So obviously, you're only asking that because in your lifetime you only saw it in Bris Mila. But maybe. What? Yeah, sure. Sure. You know the famous speech that Rav Schwab gave? In what year? You want to know what year? I'll tell you what year. It was like 1980. What happened in 1980? So, Rabbi Willig's brother, Rabbi David Willig, had his first child. First child's name was what? Yosef Eliyahu. Named after Rav Henkin. But his father-in-law, Dr. Erlbach Zatzal, was the Rosh HaKohol. So he said, even though he named it for Rav Henkin, but we still have in mind our Rav Yosef Breuer. You know, even though it was for Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin. But he, okay, but that. But so what happened was after the bris, there was a rikud that happened. So when Rav Schwab got up to speak in 90 Bennett there, he says it's not Minhag Yisrael to have a rikud because a bris is Sara de Yanuka. We don't say Shasimcha Bemono in a bris because the kid is crying, so it's not a full simcha. So therefore he felt it's not proper to have a rikud. So that's what he said. Okay. Yeah.
What are they saying that they're giving reasons to have a shot, or that you just can't find another reason not to say? He says he doesn't have a reason why to do it, not necessarily that he agrees to it.
Who? Yeah, in other words, he's guessing. Maybe that's the reason. But his underlying principle is that you don't say Simcha Bimono when the men and women are together. And he says maybe that's the reason why they don't do it there. Maybe not, but still that doesn't take away from his opinion that you shouldn't say Shasim Chamamono when there's men and women in the room. That means even if there's separate seating. I mean, at weddings, I mean, certainly if you have mixed seating.
Why, just underneath the chuppah,
you have, like, the men on the inside. Well, we don't say Shasim Chamamono. You don't say Simcha Mamono by the chuppah. Simcha Mamono is in the bedroom.
You have mixed eating in the suda, then it becomes separate for samosa. That's not happening. Once you have the mixed eating, it's already...
Everybody's gone by kitchen.
It's already...
Depends where you get married. How far out you're married. If you're married at the Sands, if you're married something else, depends where you get married.
So the Hashem Chamamono, once you take the suda mix, then
well, what's his lashon? Anoshim v'noshim b'cheder echad is one room. I mean, and would a mechitza be good enough? I don't know if a mechitza would be good. In real Hasidic weddings, the men and the women are, it's not just a mechitza, it's a different room. It's a different room. I mean, it's not a mechitza that goes up. It's a different room. It goes to the ceiling, and then you go through a doorway. You're a different room. So that's taking this halacha kipshuto. You have to be in a different room. If you're not in a different room, you can't say Shasim Chamamono. That the Beis Shmuel says, because there's true simcha is when there's proper atmosphere. And he says, whenever there's men and women in the room, it's not a proper atmosphere, and you can't say Shasimcha Melodo. You mean if they would have had Mechitza, then that would have been considered a separate room. Now, by Rari's thing, saying maybe Mechitza would be good enough for this. Because the reason why he says cheder achir is because they didn't have these mechitzas; they just had different rooms. Where they don't have mechitzas. Like today, they have these makeshift mechitzas. They have all these things. They didn't have in those days. So Rabbi Harari is saying it's not necessarily you have to be in a separate room. It's just you have to be on the other side of the mechitza. Mordechai mentions mechitza by a drasha, but that doesn't, you know, a little bit. You're saying it's more, no, but if you say, in other words, you're saying Pshuto is mashmir, that you're more machmir than tefillah. Well, that's what we were trying to figure out, what the din of tefillah is. It could be it's two rooms then. What? That's a Chachmas Adam Shita. Chachmas Adam Shita is that only the men's section has Kedushas Beis Knesses, not the women's section. Don't repeat that. that's the famous Chachmas Adam, that the Ezra's Noshim doesn't have Kedushas Beis Knesses. Well, the Gra didn't like women going to shul. You know, the Gra wrote his famous letter. You know, the Gra had this idea he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. So one day he said goodbye to his family, and he just left them. It wasn't like today you just go on an LL play. You know, you went from Vilna to Eretz Yisrael, and there was no cell phones, no communication, no anything. You might as well leaving your family. So he decided one day he's leaving. So before he left, he wrote them a letter, giving them like proper mussar, proper hashkafa. And one of the things he writes in the letters and the women shouldn't go to shul, because women going to shul only creates bad things. Let's speak for chilas, lashon hara, nothing good. You know what the Olam says? When a person davens at home, that what they say, they're davening by the gross koisel. You understand? Because based on you say, where did you daven today? I davened by the gross koisel. That's what someone once told me. The gross koisel means davening at home. So he was not a big believer for women to go to shul. Maybe only go. There's a whole question, like, why did he want to go to Eretz Yisrael? In the Jewish Action, they wrote a whole thing about this several years ago, trying to figure out what was the Grav accomplishing, what was his goal. One theory was that there was one line in the Zohar that he couldn't understand, and he was looking for a manuscript that'll clarify that line. You look in the Jewish Action from a couple of years ago, you know, there was a whole issue that was, I don't know if the whole thing was dedicated, but part of the issue was dedicated to the Gross trip to Eretz Yisrael, which he never got to. But he tried. His Talmidim got there. Right? But the Gross for himself. He had to turn back, Rabbi Ari says. Why did he turn back? So let's see. Let's keep going. So the Sefer Chassidim, talks about this. So look at the Sefer. Look at page 3. It's shorter. Page 3. Tov Shinchov. Hamivarach Shal Simcha Bemono Tzarech Lachkor Im Kimu V'Gilu Barada. In other words, you have to make sure that it's real. You did the proper Simcha. That means Gilu Barada. I remember when I was at Chevron once, and Rav Meir Chodesh, he was the Mashgiach of Chevron. So he gave a whole shmooze before the Simchas Beis HaShaveva on Chol Hamoed Sukkos. And the shmooze ended, he quoted this pasuk, V'Gilu Barada. That it shouldn't be just hefkeres, you know, but it should be, there should be simcha, but with reverence, not just frivolity. Im adam b'mokam gila kimu, aval im adam lokech lo isha she'ena hogenis, if it's not a proper wife, or who ain't a hogan, or he's not proper, or shneim ain't mugadim, or neither of them are proper, or ain't tarbosham, there's no proper etiquette, v'nivul peh b'neim, or noshim yoshivos bein anoshim, she'erum sham, lo yitachin levarach shasimcha b'mono. So, basically he says you can't say hasimcha b'mono when they're men and women. So that's an earlier source. I mean, the Bach doesn't necessarily quote it, but and he says it in two places, Shin Tzadi Gimel. Ksiv, Hod v'hod alafon of Oz v'ched v'mimkomo. That in Mimokom, like Rav Shechter said from Rav Soloveitchik, and also David Rabinowitz calls it, that there's Hashros Hashchina, then there's Simcha. That's why you say it's Simcha b'mono. But if there's, but if they don't have proper thing, then there's no simple mono, because there's no hashras hashchina. So then it's not, there's no simcha. So then there's no, well, you can't say a simcha mono. So the question is, so what does half the world do that says a simcha mono, even when there are men and women in the room. So there's a lavush. The lavush has a piece here, but like Rabbi Moshe Shapiro said to me, he never realized that the lavush here is a part of the lavush called minhagim on page 4 and 5. So Moshe Shapiro said to me, he always thought it was from the Lavush. But if you look at the beginning of the Minhagim, he says, L'tashlum shleimus v'lechas ha-Minhagim echtov l'cha, top of page 4. Echtov l'cha b'sov beis ha-Lavushim halalo. Whereas after he finished the whole Sefer, or Chaim, whatever, Sas klolim mi-Minhagei Moreinu Harav Isaac Tirna. So there's a famous person called of Isaac Tirna. He wrote the Sefer HaMinhagim. The Sefer HaMinhagim of Rav Isaac Tirna. He's been in the packet before. Rav Isaac Tirna. So Rav Isaac Tirna, besides the Sefer he wrote, he has this couple of pages in the Lavush where he says different Minhagim. These are from Rav Isaac Tirna, even though it's somehow the Lavush put it in his Sefer, obviously in the name of Rav Isaac Tirna. So on page 5 it says like this, Lamed Vav. He says, Ein mevarchim zayin brachas v'pachas me'asara. V'shever brachas, you need a minyan. D'chsiv gabei boaz v'yikach asara anashim v'ziknei ha'ir. Tamrinu levarch v'rkas chasarim. Amru b'sefer chasidim k'u b'chom anashim v'nashim Roim zeh and zeh. If men and women could see each other, right? So he says, Roim. It's interesting. Ria. If men and women could see each other, could go besudas nesuin. Ein levarch shasimcha b'mono. If he ain't simcha v'nei kolish brachu sheish bo hiruray avera. So now he says a very bold statement. He says, "Ve'ein is harm achshav b'zeh." He says, "And we're not so machbid about this." So he says, "Why? Why are we not following the words of the Sefer Chasidim and the words of the Beis Shmuel and the words of the Bach?" So you know what he writes? "Ve'efshar mishum ta'achshav mugolos hanoshim harbei bein hanoshim ve'ein kan hirurei aver kol kach." He says that the society, it's interesting, in his time, what was the year of Rav Isaac? What? And Rav Isaac Tirna. So he says that people are more conversant with women than they used to be. So therefore there's no Yehurei Avera Kolkach. The Dam in Allah Kaki Chivra. That's a Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said that when he saw a woman, he didn't have to hear him. It was just like, so he wasn't Mahar. Rotok Rob Hagel Meneinu became the Doshu Doshu. So he's saying a very big thing here. So he says that's the Lidu Chus. That's the Levin's Gus on the fact that we still consider it. So it's a, the question is how far do you go with this? And how, but that's the Levin's Gus. We're more conversant with women, so therefore, if you're more conversant, then perhaps maybe less, there wouldn't be Hirurim, and therefore it is a Simcha, and therefore we say a Simcha Bimono, even when there are men and women in the room, even if you could see each other. Yeah.
Would you say that even like a married people, like not a wedding, but people for married people, so even that would qualify as like qualified?
You say, well, in other words, you have married couples at the same table.
Like, don't they have tables like that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What the Sefer Hasidim is saying, or what he's saying? No, the Bach would say that's not good. The Bach would say singles, marrieds, for sure. Marriage for sure, he would say, should be, is mochomer, for sure should be separate. Because, well?
Mishmael's going to talk about sitting in your life.
Yeah, but just your wife, but it's not just your wife. I mean,
where else do you see where the halacha adapts to the social standard?
Yeah, where else?
I think it's a very big kiddush.
It's a very big kiddush.
So right. Where else does he see this to say that, you know, because men and women interact more, it's not a problem.
Right, this is a very big kiddush.
The point of halacha is that, you know, it's a thing, there's a gzera, let's say,
right. Well, as you say, in other words, the thing, the Gemara says that certain Tanaim would, at a wedding, they would carry a woman or something like that, and the Gemara says, how were they able to do it? So he says, because for me, the woman is like a piece of wood. Does Neil Hasidim do a mitzvah there? Yeah. Okay, so that's what he says. We'll take a look. One second, before we move on, let's look.
So is there...
So we're looking now, and this is going to... In the Sefer Derech Pikudecha. Derech Pikudecha, I even xeroxed the Shar blot so you can see who the Derech Pikudecha... The Derech Pikudecha is the Bnei Yisoscha. He's Rav Tzvi Elimelech Shapiro from Dinov. And he wrote the Sefer Bnei Yisoscha. And the Derech Pikudecha is on mitzvahs. Hey, mitzvahs. There's a lot of interesting chidushim here in the Derech Pikudecha. So he speaks about not, you know, interacting with women, etc. You know, speaking to women too much, al tarba sichai misha, etc. But then in the end, on the left side, he says, "V'lo matzasi li heter maspik binyanim ke'ila." He says he doesn't understand what the you know, why people are so lenient. What's the heter? It says al tarba sichai misha. People are in the workforce and they have speak to women, etc. So he says. So what's the heter? He said we know that the Beis Shmuel says Sefer Chasidim or Beis Shmuel the Btzudas Chasana im Yeshnam L'sham Anoshim B'cheder Echad Lo Yomru B'Brikas Abzimu Nevarach Shasimcha B'mono Ki Yoch Ein Sim B'mochav Cheish Har Sholit. So it's interesting. He says he never saw anyone who was chayshish for this. I mean, I don't know. I guess there weren't so many chassidim this day. So he said he never saw anyone who was chayshish for this. Today, in any chassidic community, they're chayshish for this. You don't see a woman at the meal. It's in a separate room. He says, so now he's quoting the Levush and the Menhagim, who's what? From Isaac Tirna. In other words,
men and women meet each other all the time through business, if you own a store, women are coming into you. You know what I mean? There's so different, many avenues that are. So in other words, we're accustomed to women. So they don't make such a, you know. Right, but he's saying that once you have that interaction, so then it's not such a stigma. Oh, it's a good question. A woman in his time, the same woman we have today. Are the men the same men? Is that what you're saying? Are the men the same men that we had? Yeah. So one second. So he writes, "Sarach lo mafizeh the ve'es shehoya keren Yisrael al mechono vaisa parnasim betzuya lo yiroim shum isha b'chutz." He said, when people didn't need to go to work, meaning the women didn't have to go to work. You know, it's interesting. You know, Baruch Hashem, I knew my two grandmothers, my Ashkenazi grandmother and my Sephardi grandmother. So my Ashkenazi grandmother was a homewife. She was at home. She raised her kids. She washed the floors. She made cheese pounces. Borscht. Yeah. You know, she didn't go out of the house. I mean, she went out of the house. She went to shul. But she's an old European lady from the old school. And my other grandmother, the only reason she had to go to work 4:30 in the morning, because if she didn't work, she had a fast food store in Manhattan. If they didn't work, they wouldn't have food on the table. They wouldn't have food on the table. You know, so. But it wasn't like an idea that. But basically, if unless a person was really forced, in that generation, you know, it wasn't such a career-oriented. I remember when my sister-in-law, my wife's sister, graduated Penn Medical School. So we went to the graduation. So somebody spoke from the class of, I don't know how many years ago, 40 years ago at graduation, said in that class, maybe there were two women in the class or something like that, you know. But today, it's a whole different thing, because the concept of a woman in the workforce is right or wrong, but it's a reality today. So it's a reality, you know, that women, you know, women have professions, especially in the circles that we live in. If a woman wouldn't have a profession, she wouldn't get a shidduch, which they always ask. So what does she do? What does she do? So you can't just be a housewife. So that's, you know, right. You can't just be a housewife. That's you know. In this generation, you know, that's not, you know, that's why, you know, I think in a lot of cases they need to be on birth control in the beginning, because they're going into these rigorous programs medical school, PT, OT, all these rigorous programs. So you want them to do everything. You want them, they have to have a job, but then you want them to have a kid right away. Something has to give, or else you explode. So it's a different world we live in today, you know. And so he says that originally women, you didn't see women on the streets. The women were at home. They were raising their kids. They weren't interacting like they were today. Today, women are out on the workforce, and like Cousin Hess said, you know, especially you know. If the women men are learning, you know, so Sarach Lomar Fizeh, the Eisha Haya Keren Yisrael Al Mechono Vaya Parnasa Mitzuya, meaning Parnasa Mitzuya means that there was enough Parnasa for the man to work. You didn't need any the woman to work. Lo Yiroim Shum Isha Bachutz.
I mean, obviously, it's a little bit of exaggeration, but, you know, basically, the women were not... So therefore, when a man would see a woman, that would be a chiddush. So something that you're not used to, you see, that would cause hirhurim. You know, I was shocked that the Kudach is saying all this, you know. Shimon also says we have a koshi hagolos, koshi haparnasa, anoshim oskim b'masu matan, ein kan chidish b'riyas noshim, ki hu dover hamurgo, v'lo yispelo odom kol kach b'hiru. Im kein, hachanabim b'neo didan, in marbis ha-sicha yishlo m'sholo, yispelo odom in marbis ha-dibor lovo b'lo de-hiru, machmos ha-hergel ha-motsu. It's hergel ha-motsu, so you've talked to a woman, you're not necessarily going to have your hurim. Aval afal pikein yesh lodon she'ena nidon dom l'rayet, alo kamer mar b'sasich asur elo fil b'ishto sh'rogol ba. Efshem b'zman she'haya hadibor ima yishe b'cheskes isur v'olo l'hira asu gedir l'gedir lesser gam b'ishto. Aval k'ei she'im m'sukat machmas ha'hergel ein kam b'es mechush. So he's basically saying, as some one of the Svarim points out, the same concept what Rav Isaac Mitir is saying. The question is, but like, so how far do you go with that? You know, so this is a, you know, I once heard from Rav Belsky. You know, they used to have these things. They still have these things under Chol Hamoed in Brooklyn. They asked the Rav. They have different Rabbanim, big poskim in different communities in Brooklyn, but real big people. I'm talking about Rabbi Cheskel Roth and Rabbi Belsky, and they would have Ask the Rabbi sessions. It was very entertaining. Different shilas and Jews. So I remember one of these sessions, Rabbi Belsky said, he says, whenever you hear the word Bizman Hazeh, he gets nervous. Because when someone's saying Bizman Hazeh, that means that whatever it says in Halacha, well, Bizman Hazeh is different. So he says, Bizman Hazeh, he would always shake with the word Bizman Hazeh. But Lamaisa, there is Bizman Hazeh. So, you know what I mean? In other words, sometimes, you know, you can, basically what he's saying is you can undermine all Yiddishkeit by saying, you know, Bizman Hazeh, with those two words, Bizman Hazeh. You know, that, I mean, that's, you know, like conservative theology, saying, well, why do we need Yom Tov Sheni? Bizman Hazeh. You know, Bizman Hazeh. You know, so the whole Bizman Hazeh thing. So, but Lamai said there are differences Bizman Hazeh.
So
you have to be a broad enough halachic authority to know, you know, when Bizman Hazeh is a mutter approach, and when is Bizman Hazeh conservative theology.
But there's no formal mechanism for it.
There is formal mechanism. Like, for example, Yom Tov Sheni, like Rav Shechter pointed out, that's the Dovah Shebeminyan. You know, the Chazal made a takana. Like Rav Shechter pointed out, you can't have medicine on Shabbos because you're going to grind. Now, Bizman Hazeh, you're going to take a pill and now you're going to come to grind? That's not happening. Okay, it's not happening. A pill and grinding herbs don't go together.
Bizman Hazeh.
But as Rav Shechter pointed out, it's a Dovah Shebeminyan, it's a Takamas Chazal.
Some people do take medicine on Shabbos.
No. Yeah, so we normally assume it applies. They may, Shabbos pointed out that Chaim Noah has one piece of the statement, maybe it could be a little bit more lenient. But the Lamaisa, we assume, even those that are Mechil assume it. But basically, conservative theology is that when it doesn't apply anymore, so then we get rid of it. That's their approach. So we don't accept that approach because they're cloying with how a halacha can be repealed or not. You know, God will become a minion. You know, right? We did last year, Sanhedrin, right? 2 years ago, right? So you know,
there are certain cases where Allah says, "Bizman Hazeh," for instance.
So that's like the hardest way. So that's why that's a very hard, you know, question of how to navigate the halakhic process. Bizman hazeh. So that's why you need people who are totally immersed in Torah and don't have. You see, a lot of times people today, their ideas come from the secular world. It's not Torah ideas. Even people who are learned people, but the culture of a lot of different things that are coming out in the world are crept in into their whatever. I have a lot of examples of this, but you know, that's for the he's not the most what?
Part of the
person.
And to know what's already even like before that, it would be. But I understand that the bush and the swirl, but I feel like if we're standing on something that's not so.
Well, the concept of Yehurim is the part of the Kumish, the most of Surah Hamil Vavkan Zachary Nathan. So, we have this concept. The condition is to apply it to the word about simple bemoan. Okay, simple bemoan is not like it's two words. Should we say these two words or shouldn't we say these two words? It's like a funny discussion that like these two words are. You can just say just you're not allowed to do it. But we say oh no you can't say simple bemoan. It's like, you know what I mean. Simcha Mamon is two words. You know, it's not like, oh, you can't, therefore, say Sheva. Simcha Mamon, everything else.
I can see you will find
right, but the principle is that any mixed event would be problematic. Because that means that there's hirurim. Hirurim are not proper. So. Yeah. So. So we're being soulmates. On these heterim of Isaac. Yeah, I mean, the question is, how far do you go? That's what we're going to see in the package. How far do we go with this cooler? Is this a cooler for not to have a mechitza at certain things, or is it a cooler to even mix seating? You know, how far do you, believe me, like, most probably when the Meshul and the Bach were talking about it, it was given that there was mixed seating in the separate seating. That was a given. Mixed seating probably was all al daitum, right? Now the question is, you have to also make sure that you can't see. But mixed seating, that was all al daitum cloud, that there should be such a thing. No, after the bench,
So it wouldn't matter if there's a seven seating for the whole wedding and then
Yeah, that's what he asked me before. What if, there was what? There was mixed seating at the wedding, and now you make it separate for the...
Yeah,
I don't think... Some he means that the whole thing should be... I don't think he means that, you know, you can have mixed the whole time, but now for benching, makes separate seating. I don't think that's what he means. But it's interesting that the Dekudecha, which I wouldn't have thought he would say such a thing. You know, like that's a very bold approach that he's saying. What? Right. Right. Another approach would be to say that FOP came, even though we interact with women, but still, you know, there's still Yetzirah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, because there's more. Right. Yeah. Okay. So. Okay. Mono. Well, we're not even talking that there's an error there. This is even saying the women are totally... Yeah, we're not talking about women. We're talking about even that women are dressed properly. If they're not dressed properly, that's not even part of this discussion. That's a whole separate discussion. I told you, when Rav Avadi Yosef came in 91, and he was speaking one day at the Beis Medrash, so people were in front of him, and then someone said there was a woman there that was, they thought that was the trap, that there was a woman there that maybe wasn't. It was a funny thing. Like your audience is here, and he's. Okay, Rabosai, to be continued tomorrow, Rez Hashem. Okay.